Thanks for tuning in. It's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Mexican officials are trying a new approach to fight corruption. In the central state of Mexico, authorities have hired hundreds of women and put them in charge of issuing all traffic violations. They're trying to crack down on the famous mordida, a bribe, which is a favorite among Mexico's crooked traffic cops. Authorities say women are more trustworthy and less corruptible than men. But as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the anti-corruption plan has run into a few snags.
About a dozen women in black uniforms and caps stand at attention. There's a broad neon orange stripe, the color of the new transit police, emblazoned across their chests. Most have matching orange eyeshadow and lipstick on, too.
Atención!
As their commander shouts orders, the women take a quick march around the large concrete esplanade of Ecatepec. That's the teeming municipality of 3 million just outside Mexico City.
¡A la derecha! ¡Ah!
The all-woman force is part of the Mexico State Governor's crusade against corruption, widely advertised on highway billboards, radio, and TV.
Ahora, la policía de tránsito del Estado de México está integrada solo por mujeres y son las únicas autorizadas para infraccionar.
Mexico State's traffic police is only made up of women now, says the announcer. Remember, they are the only ones authorized to write you a ticket.
Juntos, combatimos la corrupción.
Together, we will stop corruption, ends the ad. Ecatepec Police Chief Carlos Ortega Carpintero says he believes women are much better suited for traffic duty than men.
Se les tiene más respeto. Un hombre para hablar con una mujer.
And men respect them more, too. When a man is approached by a female cop, even though he's the stronger sex, he calms down and will listen to her. We also found that women are more trustworthy and take their oath of office more seriously. They don't ask for or take bribes.
Ortega has only 60 women on his transit force now. He says all have been thoroughly vetted psychologically and economically, and all are free of drugs. He'd like to hire more. So I asked him if he's had trouble recruiting because women in Mexico don't typically consider police work for a career, or is finding childcare a problem because of the long hours. No, he says the biggest challenge is finding a woman that portrays a good image.
Bajitas y gorditas. No, queremos otra imagen.
We get too many short and fat ones, he says. We need tall women that render respect when out in the streets. Unfortunately, for now, the women out directing traffic can only issue verbal warnings. They haven't been authorized to actually issue tickets. The state says it won't give the green light to the female force until their local police units put all the required anti-corruption safeguards in place. A state official says to date, none of the agencies have done so. The official Riley says it's really hard for police officers to give up their old ways. The governor of the state of Mexico is so upset about the cops' insolence, he's ordered a halt to all ticket writing in the state, hoping the loss of income will push local officers into compliance. Meanwhile, driver Diana Mendez isn't optimistic that female cops are the answer to Mexico's corruption problem. She says a woman officer stopped her just a few months ago and threatened to impound Mendez's car unless she paid a bribe. I had to pay her the 200 pesos, she said. But let me tell you, it's not a pleasant thing to do. She says she still feels guilty about contributing to corruption. Cop Maria Villafuerte, who's directing traffic on a busy thoroughfare, hopes she'll be given the opportunity to show people that cops can be honest.
Claro que sí. Así que cuando den la oportunidad, adelante.
Of course, she adds, as soon as they give me the opportunity, I'll do it the right way. And she says that will be much better than just standing here in the middle of the street blowing a whistle. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.